Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Giovanni comes to Elizabeth Town. Giovanni had heard tell of the ancient ones known as abuelos. These ancestral figures were also called aguelos in different communities. Rumor held that these seasonal spirits were the guardians of tradition. They were old ghosts of family relatives. They slept in the mountain caves of the Sangre de Cristo range throughout the year. On the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, though, they were accorded a very singular honor. They were permitted by divine providence to rise from the dead and walk the mountain and valley pathways for 24 days, that is, 12 days before Christmas and 12 days after. They pulled the cobwebs from their venerable beards as they came down the mountains, cracking their whips and asking if children remembered the ancient ways. The hermit felt a little disquieted on that wintry night as he stood in the twilight, facing the Christmas ogre. He couldn't help but remark that el abuelo kind of looked like an older version of himself. It reminded him of an old tale wherein a king and a duke and a knight were riding about one day when they came across another king, a duke, and a knight. The second trio looked just like the first, except that they were skeletons. Then the skeleton spoke up, saying, "Just as you are, we used to be, and just as we are, you too shall be." This myth evolved into the famous Dance of Death, known as Danse Macabre, during the Middle Ages. The long-held belief, then, was that to cross the path of a skeletal figure was a sure sign of an impending death. El abuelo looked intently at the hermit, as if he were looking into his very soul. Giovanni shyly tried to go around the place where el abuelo was standing, but he moved close to bar his path. Again, Giovanni tried to get past the ogre, but just as he had done before, el abuelo blocked his trail. Soon the two were engaged in a merry little shuffle dance of sorts. Wherever the hermit moved, el abuelo moved and clapped his hands and shouted, "Hey!" Suddenly, Giovanni realized that the Christmas ogre was trying to play with him. He tried to stifle a nervous laugh, but the ogre cackled back at him. The hermit held up his right hand, signaling to the ogre that he was out of breath. "Where are you going in such a hurry, my friend?" asked the ogre of the hermit. Giovanni was too winded to respond. He bent down with his hands resting on his knees, and he pointed down to the dim lights of a village that he could see in the distance. "Ah, Elizabeth Town," teased the Christmas ogre. "That's not a bad place to begin the new year. It might be kind of fun." "Speaking of fun," continued Giovanni, still out of breath, "what was that little dance that you were doing?"
"How we call that? La paloma, the dove, because of its fluttering motions. If I had remembered to bring along my drum, I would have led you in another, livelier one called El Jorundundu."
"What can you tell me about that town that I see in the distance?" asked the hermit, all the while straightening up.
"Well, 2 years ago, early in 1866, there was nothing there. Suddenly, some miners discovered gold and copper. At first, they cultivated and developed the Mystic Copper Mine."
Giovanni smiled at the name that had so casually been given to the mine. People still didn't understand just how difficult it was to be a mystic. The time and energy that needed to be expended didn't exactly conjure up images of easy pickings.
"Well, just last year," continued el abuelo, "when gold was found in Willow Creek, a gold rush made the population of Elizabeth Town swell to 7,000 residents. Not bad, for 2 years. Now it is projected that within the next 2 years, about $5 million in gold will be extracted.
"Surely all of this development," questioned Giovanni, "has taken its toll on the local population?"
"It has," continued el abuelo. "Why, just this year, the saloon keeper, Joseph Herberger, shot another saloon owner named George Greeley because he didn't like the competition. E-Town has become a rather violent place, with 7 saloons and 5 stores, 1 newspaper, 2 hotels, and 3 dance halls.
"I'd like to see Elizabeth Town for myself," said Giovanni. "Who named it Elizabeth Town?"
It was named by John W. Moore, who built the first permanent house and store into an earlier tent settlement that had been named Virginia City, not too far from Therma. He christened it Elizabethtown after his eldest daughter. Now, people are always talking about having it incorporated, but I'm afraid that will signal its death knell.
And why is that? Asked the hermit.
Towns that try to become permanent by becoming incorporated tend to become ghost towns, was the reply.
You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.